Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. I'm glad to have James Long here, too. James is a new friend. James is president and chairman of Alliance Royale, which is a company that specializes in helping people with life, financial, and business planning services. He's the author of a book called The Challenge. He's the author of another book called The Mission. And these are focused on providing people with the fundamentals to achieve greater results in their lives and their businesses. James Long, welcome to the show.
It's a real honor to be with you today, Jim, and I want to acknowledge you for the work you're doing with the small business community, because it's just so very, very important to for everyone that is in business to be able to stay on top of things as they change in our rapidly changing environment here.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I agree with you. And you know a little bit about this, too, because you've been doing this a long time yourself. Talk to us about what you see. You've seen a lot of people out there trying to be successful, but maybe not quite making it. And some people probably have made it. What do you see as the whenever you've worked with people who were successful and those who weren't quite so successful? What's the difference in those two people?
Well, that's a really good question, Jim. Because as I have looked at this from time to time, my definition of success is when the person really has a sense of fulfillment. And when we have a sense of accomplishment in the fact that we have set goals for ourselves, we have set goals for our business, we have set out plans to correct or complete something, to overcome something, and we see that we've done it. And, you know, it's when you talk about success, you really can't measure success in how much you make. Because how much we make in life is not the key to financial freedom. It's how much we keep and how we manage it. So this whole idea of success, to me, everyone, as they look at the year that's ending and they look at the year that's starting, to make sure that they know exactly what they want and what they need in their business, how this is going to impact their personal life, and to be able to make a very, very clear list of those things that we need to take action on, how to figure out how to prepare ourselves for them, whether they're, you know, bank loans or whatever they are, and then whack away at them every day, every week during the year. And you'll find at the end of each year, you'll have that feeling of achievement, that feeling of accomplishment. And it will never be perfect, but if you're going in the right direction, you'll feel successful.
Well, you know, James, one of the things that I think some people, everything that you just said makes a lot of sense, but I think some people might have to actually ask themselves, what do I really want? I mean, I think a lot of people wander around out there thinking that they're doing something that they want to do, but the truth is they're reacting to what other people have told them, what the advertising, you know. It's like that old Rolling Stones song, I can't get no satisfaction, you know.
You're right.
You know, I want my shirts to be whiter and my teeth to be whiter, and you know, I want the best cigarette or whatever it might be. We wander around being influenced by those things instead of stopping and saying, hey, everybody else, shut up, let me think about what I want.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, and it's one of those things that social psychologists tell us that unless we're focusing on a specific task, we are into some type of emotional subconscious reaction over 90% of the time. So it is so true that we need to get our eyes off of what we don't want and what other people want us to do that we don't really need, and really take a look at what we want and what's most important to us in our life. And of course, that's the foundation for laying out any type of an intelligent life plan, because we got to know where we're going.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do we? Yeah, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there, right? Somebody
well,
said that
true,
a long
yeah.
time
it's
ago.
It's pretty hard to get there. And, of course, you know, I was flying back from California a couple of nights ago, and we went through quite a bit of turbulence now and then, but it was always reassuring to know that, within 5 or 10 minutes, we were going to be out of it because I knew that we were going in a direction, and those weather fronts don't last throughout the entire continent.
Mm-hmm. Right. But the thing is that, you know, I think people need this. It just seems to me that they need to say, okay, what do I really want? And whenever I ask people that, and I have done that over the years, you know, I don't let them get away with things like, well, I want a new house, I want a new car. You know, those are things. And when we come back, I want you to talk to us about that. And folks, we're also going to talk about some things about managing our own personal finances to help us accomplish these things, because finances are important in achieving happiness and in achieving success. It's 20 Till. We'll be right back with James Long. We're back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and James Long is our guest and our new friend. He's the president and chairman of Alliance Royale. He's the author of a book called The Challenge. James, tell us where this book's available, please.
Well, the books are available on Amazon.com. That's probably the simplest way to get to them. People can also go to our website, which it's pronounced Alliance Royale. I dreamt the name up when I was operating some of our operations in Luxembourg, so it's French for Royal Alliance, but basically the website is Alliance Royale, which you're welcome to go there.
.com. Yeah,
right.
All right. Check that out. And can they find your programs there on your website?
Yes, they can.
All right. So check that out, folks. Let's get back to talking about how people get sidetracked, James, on the dreams that they want. You know, I know some people, you know, might say, you know, well, I'm following my dream. I'm in retail. I like retail. Mm-hmm. But maybe retail is what they want to be doing, but maybe it's not who they're working for. Maybe there's something else, or maybe, you know, what are the things that we need? I know one of the things you talk about is you ask people, are you following your dream? And can you visualize what that dream looks like in the future? How do you get people to understand that?
Well, I am a firm believer that we all should really take a look at what our purpose is in life. And if you don't know what that is, just take a look at what your skills, what your talents are, what your interests are, those things that you just, when you think about what you really enjoy doing and what you're really best at, that helps start the process of determining exactly what could I do that would really bring out those things that I really, really enjoy. And then you have to find a medium to do that from. Mm-hmm. And if that is in being in business for yourself, that is certainly the direction to go. Then, of course, once you make that decision, it's a matter of looking for the opportunities, looking for the resources, looking for all the factors that we can put together so that we can turn that which we really enjoy doing into a commercial, viable opportunity that we'll have cash flow from.
Now that now you're bringing up the commercial part. There's the rub. There's the financial part. A lot of times there are people who say, well, you know what? I got this vision thing squared away, but I don't have the means to make it happen.
Yes.
How do we do that? Here are some ideas about that.
When you really think about the system that we're in, the first thing that we have to determine is, can we identify exactly how we're going to bring revenue in the door from the service or the product, or services or products that we want to provide? If we're in business, The key to successful business, of course, is to achieve profitability as soon as possible. Because if we don't have profitability, we end up in the same condition of our government. And of course, we have a little, as small business owners, we have a little bit different situation than the government. We just can't go out there on the street every time we want and get credit and not
print money.
Our word and paying it back.
We can't print money either.
We can't print money.
Right.
So we have to go back to the basics of being in business. And the first basic is that you really need to be able to determine if you're going into business or if you're working to modify what it is you're doing so that it will be financially successful to you. You need to determine exactly what your cash flow, your cash income, your needs are. And all of us have a family life. All of us have a standard of living that we want to maintain. Very few people in the United States today live in communities where you can just go out and raise chickens and live off the fat of the land. So we have to take a look at what our basic cash flow needs are, what the value we're going to place on our product, and what capital we're going to need, and where we're going to get that capital to sustain us until we can break even and until we can start paying for all the things that are necessary in our business as well as take money home.
How do we lay that plan out, though? Help us with the plan.
Well, let's start with the end in mind, okay? Let us say that we're going to start a business, and the business is a retail business, and we're going to be in the sandwich business. Now, one of the things that we have learned from franchising over the years, I have set up several dozen franchises, and I have found that it is really important, Jim, to have a good business format. And a business format will start by going and talking with other people that are in the sandwich business successfully to determine exactly what they have experienced. We all need mentors. So we find a mentor. We find the information that says, okay, this is what it's really going to cost to set up the sandwich shop. So because so many people don't do that correctly. They try to do it on a shoestring, or they do it too grandiose.
Well, they underestimate what the requirements are, because basically cash flow is not intuitive. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with James Long. He's the author of The Challenge and also The Mission. It's 10 Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see.
We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend James Long. He's the author of The Challenge and also The Mission, available wherever books are sold. His company's name is, say it again for me now, James. I'm not sure.
Alliance Royale.
Alliance Royale. All right, there it is. And that's also the website, too, .com, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, one of the things that happens to a lot of small business owners, James, that I worry about when I see somebody starting out, is that cash flow is not intuitive. And whenever I was doing consulting, you know, people would bring me their companies they wanted to start, and they'd always bring me a budget, and it was very vertical, very single dimensional. And I would say, well, you know what? We got to spread this out over 24 of these columns. Mm-hmm. They say, what do you mean? I said, well, we need to see how your money is going to come in and how it's going to go out. You know, it's good that you got your budget here. You've identified the things you're going to have to pay for, but you know what? That this isn't the way the business works, is it?
And got to do this every week, every month.
That's right. And so that's one of the things that I think people. One of the things that I think causes people to fail, even when they know what they want, even when they know what their dream is, and they're ready to follow their dream, they hawk the house and the family assets to put it out there, but they don't realize that that time is not on their side with regard to cash, is it?
Well, you know, it's always been very, very obvious to me that so many small business owners, they run out of time. They run out of money and they run out of time before they figure out exactly how to achieve all those things that we have to achieve to be profitable. And I don't know that the people in the larger corporations have really figured it out. It's just that a lot of them have more resources
they
or buying power to hang in there longer.
Right, right. Yeah, no, they often have the cash flow that we don't have, but that's exactly right. I mean, that's what happens is when you hear of a big company going bankrupt, their clocks have just gotten upside down, haven't they?
That's right.
And so that's an important thing for people to understand. What are some other things that we need to understand to be successful as a small business owner? Do we need to make sure that our personal finances are straightened out before
Absolutely.
We start our business
Absolutely.
Finances?
Yeah. This is a good time of the year to sit down and take a real good inventory as to what is keeping you up at night. Take a real good inventory as to exactly how you're spending your personal money, because sometimes we spend it as an escape from the problems of business. And it's a good time to take a look at our habit patterns and our attitude patterns to see exactly where we're at on that subject and how we're managing our own personal debt. Because if not, these things, Jim, you know, you've experienced this. They suck our energy and they suck our focus. And so much of life is a matter of just staying focused and taking personal responsibility for what you're doing every day.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get that plane off the ground, and you can't do it stopping and starting. And if your mind's on other things and your personal finances, you got to get up in order.
What are the similarities between our own personal finances and business finances? Is there a connection in terms of the concepts of the two?
Well, the similarities are to me, I'm sure there's a lot of them, but one of them that comes to my mind is simply what is our cost of debt? That's one similarity or one thing we really need to take a look at, and that is what are the interest rates? What is our debt costing us? A second similarity would be that, you know, we're talking about this budget issue. And the thing that I've always found about being in business, now in our business, we have a very large tax practice, and in one of our operations. And in that operation, we pretty well know what's coming in every year.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, in our real estate operations or in our securities and other parts of our business, we don't really know what's coming in because we have so many economic cycles and economic swings that you cannot really say every week, every month, this is going to exactly be my cash flow. So the similarities are more in taking a look at the fact that your personal finances are to a great degree dependent upon your business finances and your business budget and your business revenues.
Right.
And so you really have to tie the two things together. You can't have an employee mentality if you own a business.
Yeah, that's the most important thing that you've said today, James. We're going to have to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Give us the website again.
It's been a pleasure, Jim.
Give us the website again, James.
It's Alliance Royale, alliancerroyale.com.
Thanks, James. See you next time.
You're welcome, Jim. Nice to
meet you. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.